Good afternoon, my friends out there listening to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. Welcome. I'm the Reverend Blake Ruby. Were you dancing to my song, my introduction? Please, next time you hear my song, please get up and dance to it. I'm just kidding. You don't have to, but I was. That is such a catchy little tune there, and I know 2017 when I first started my show, Doug and I went over some introductions and exos, what do they call them, extros, when you exit the show, and we chose that one. I'm glad, because it is a call of the soul, not the call of the wild, but the call of the soul. If you listen closely to that part in the middle of the song, it just calls for the soul and should call for all of our souls to recognize who we are. We are spirits in the material world, and we're here on Earth to develop ourselves spiritually, just like in a school. Planet Earth is a school, a very specific learning environment in the University of the Universe. And believe it or not, there is a power in charge of everything that's running everything. It is an amazing, awesome situation that we're a part of, my friends. This whole situation, this whole reality is a manufactured reality. From the half a day of sunshine and half a day of night to our revolution around the sun and a rotation on our axis, there's a power that is holding everything into existence, and that power is none other than the creator of the universe, who is a being, male and female being, kind of made of electricity, if you will. The creator looks like the Aurora Borealis with all the colors of the rainbow and is huge. You cannot limit the size of the creative universe because the creator created everything within it, all of the solar systems and all of the galaxies, maybe not directly, but indirectly, providing the cosmic forces that co-creator gods like us in the making can utilize later on when we get to that point where we're near perfection, rid of all our karmic debt, and are ready to have our own piece of the infinite space out there and create our own sun and planets with our soulmate, together with our soulmate, create our spirit children to live on those planets. And believe me, the planets of a solar system are no slight thing, nothing to be taken for granted. Even a gas giant like Jupiter or Saturn or Mercury or Venus and Mars, they're beautiful planets that look at and make, you know? And it's because our creative force is when we travel in our astral beings, our astral body, and go for that. I'm moving a little right here. Hold on. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'll leave it here then. Let me know if I come in broken up again, please. I can move again. Hello? Okay, good. All right, so I'll continue on. I was talking with Doug. I'm going to change the subject. I was talking with Doug at the about and that I voted for Mr. Trump is because I dreamed of him. I dreamed of him five dreams. He's like an older brother in my dream. Okay, how about now? Hear me now? Still broken up? Okay, I was in this exact, almost exact spot last week, and everything was okay, it seemed. So, am I okay now, Doug? Okay. I'll just keep talking and see what happens. So I gave my show last week in this exact location. The thing is, I'm in my enclosed patio, which I like being in because there's a lot of fresh air and sunshine, usually in the daytime. The only other option for me is to go upstairs where the reception is better. And here in the enclosed, that's why the connectivity is not good sometimes. I usually have to go out into the backyard, and I would do that now, but there's a lot of dog poop back there and bugs. And I was telling Doug that I'm a little bit sad that we didn't elect a woman president for the second time. It didn't work. First Hillary, now Kamala Harris. But the American people, the majority of them, have spoken. And I voted for Mr. Trump. I don't mind telling people that, even though I wanted to vote for both of them. But you can't do that because that's the way the system is right now. But it needs to change, my friends. In order to reach a higher level of evolution, we need to, and I'm a competitive person, don't get me wrong. I like watching sports on television. Just a little bit. I try not to get too involved in who's winning and who's losing. I just like to see good plays. I like to see the play. I admire the athleticism of the players. But I realize that it's no fun to be a loser. You know, it's fun. And you're happy when you're winning and when you won. But when you lose, it's very depressing and it's sad and it can make you angry. And you've heard all the reasons before of why Mr. Trump shouldn't have been elected and all the reasons why Kamala should have been elected or and shouldn't have been elected. It's something that we need to change, I believe. The proper way, in accordance with what our founding fathers believed in, is to have a country that is governed for we the people. We the people drives the show. And our well-being should be the foremost concern of the political parties. However, not true because the competition is so fierce, they don't do the right thing for we the people. Back and forth. And there's nothing with a healthy competition in school, in all the sports, grow. It is a method to grow us as human beings, but ultimately we need to get to the point where we can work cooperatively and not competitively. And in my opinion, I've learned this by reading books. A country is to have kind of like a council of wise older people. The older people are wiser, just like in Japan and that culture. They respect their elders very much, and they value that they have lived longer and so therefore have had more experience at life and the problems with everyday life and how to resolve them. So we need people who are wise, who have spent many years here. A supreme leader who will break the tie-breaking vote, or who will give the tie-breaking vote for any issues that might be deadlocked in discussion, and there really shouldn't be a political party per se, but instead just different values and beliefs by the other, well, let me say it'd be seven people, the Supreme Leader and those six others then just have their different values and beliefs, and they would vote in whatever kind of issue it was that needed them, kind of like the Supreme Court. Now, that would be, although that's just an example, right now we know there's six conservative justices, and this so happened that Mr. Trump, during his last term, replaced three of the justices. Now, you have to be logical about this. I can see the Democrats when they talk about it, and I'm thinking to myself, now, did you expect him to? Which was not his fault, or if you know what I mean, it just happened. And so that kind of, if you consider that at that time, it was like three Republican justices and three Democratic justices. Those three new ones were also conservative or Republican justices. And I can't understand why, well, let me just put it this way. Isn't that logical what I said? It wasn't Mr. Trump's fault. It wasn't a Republican majority before. So that's one point of contention. Also, I think, and I was telling Doug, that here in our household over the last almost 4 years, we've seen prices rise in the grocery stores. Everything went up. All prices went up. Was it because of the pandemic? I think so. Partly the reason, because people were trying to recoup the money they'd lost. The cruise lines, for example, shut down for over a year. And so they were trying to get that money back that they'd lost, and some call it inflation. It just happened. It wasn't anyone's fault, except for maybe the Chinese didn't do a good job of keeping that virus isolated in their lab there in Wuhan, China. That's on them, you know, not on us. You can blame Mr. Trump for not having informed people sooner, but it's a complicated thing when you have to get up and tell everybody something that is very dangerous and impactful to their lives. And he did the best. I mean, you got to think, do I tell him, you know, that we've got another flu that killed millions of people? How do you break that to people in a good way? Sometimes you have to think about it. And it's kind of like when they had the War of the Worlds on the radio back in the 30s, it set people into panic because they really thought there was an alien invasion. So you have to be careful how you... Logical? We watched all the... You know, she loves falling asleep and listening to the people. And they're all good people. Very intelligent people. And they're paid a lot of money. And then political attackers, if you will, that come onto their show and they get involved in some very divisive rhetoric and they go at it together and we listen to them, and I can see through a lot of people, and I'm not perfect myself. I have flaws in my rationale, but one flaw I see in the rationale of someone who is a Democrat is the issue of abortion. They have a way, they call it gun rights, but that, in my opinion, is not the correct way to label it. We're talking here either pro-life, the life of a baby, or not. we're talking about babies' rights, and there's no justification, however you draw it, to kill a baby, whether the baby might have been the result of a rape or incest, or the life of the mother. And I think the life of the mother would take precedence, priority, over the life of the baby. That's the only time. Otherwise, in my mind, there's no good reason to kill a baby, because we were babies at once, at one time, although we can't remember when we were in our mother's wombs, when our souls and our spirits entered that body, and we lived there with our mother for not spend this for in other shows. The spirit enters the body of the baby anywhere after, from when the heart starts beating until when we exit the womb. And that has not proven the existence of the eternal soul. And the soul is eternal, my friends. And we are spirits in the material world. We're here to learn spirituality, spiritual development, and to evolve our souls. That's why we're here, period. And did you know there's more babies aborted? There were more babies aborted in 2023, 44 million, than people who died on the highways or people who died in the wars last year. In fact, there have been more babies aborted in the history of the world than all people that have died in wars throughout the centuries here on planet Earth. What does that tell you? It tells me that we don't place a big value on life. And that's where we're going wrong. And another thing, too, is when you abort a baby, the soul spirit goes back to heaven where it came from before it was brought down by an angel and put into the body of the baby in the mother's womb. Yes, angels do exist. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. They're in that other realm. And when you cross over into life, hopefully sometime far into the future, because every day is a gift, then you'll see the angels. Darren, take it from me. As all angels, especially around the throne room. For a minute, Father God does not want a woman by side. Sex, a male spirit into a female body, or a female spirit into a male body, otherwise known as homosexuals or gays or transgender. They are beautiful people who have volunteered to do a very difficult mission here on planet Earth, and I love them. I do. They are souls just like us. And why have they come here to do that? It might be to pay back karmic debt, maybe making fun or hurting a member of the opposite sex in the past life. And ultimately, I think, to make the world a better place, because we need love. As I said before, this is a land of confusion all over the world. There's too many people making too many problems and not enough love to go around. And everyone's coming here nowadays. Souls are being born into this world to help save it, because we have nuclear weapons, my friends. The possibility of a nuclear holocaust is very real. And I was saying that to Doug also. Why would you not want to make friends with Russia? Why are you always trying to criticize them? We can't be hypocritical and point a finger at Russia for invading Ukraine when we had just invaded Afghanistan and Iraq in the very recent past. How can you be hypocritical like that? Yes, innocent people dying. There was a lot of innocent people dying in Afghanistan and Iraq, too. And those were our wars. What about Vietnam? Mr. Putin, that area used to belong to the Soviet Union. They are brothers and sisters over there fighting. Yes, I know there's a lot of Americans living in Ukraine. And we've given them billions of dollars that probably could have been spent otherwise, like helping the homeless people on the street, the veterans on the street. Happy Veterans Day, by the way, if you're a veteran out there. Why would you want to aggravate Mr. Putin? Mr. Biden, on his first day in office, I heard him. I heard him with my own ears call Mr. Putin a killer. That just set the relationship off on a bad note. Why did he have to say something like that? And how many times did he meet with Mr. Putin? I think maybe once. And it wasn't a very happy meeting, I'm sure. How would you like to be called a killer? They do things differently. It's a different culture. That's the way they govern their people. Would you call Mr. Xi a killer? China's a communist country, and he's a communist. But he's doing the best he can, and the people that help run China along with him, in order to keep their country, govern their country, and keep it under control. At least they don't have a lot of active shooters over there in China and Russia, because they know that if they're caught and they haven't killed themselves, they're not going to be given a trial. If it's proven without a doubt that they were the active shooter, they're not going to be put in jail waiting for a trial, getting 3 square meals a day for I don't know how many years. Well, we'll try to figure out what's wrong with them and maybe rehabilitate them. No, they would be executed immediately. And maybe that's not such a bad idea. You know, feed them to the crocodiles or bury them in a nest with honey. How fair is it for some of these killers that rape women? A beautiful young daughter, a 16-year-old daughter of a woman who's now heartbroken for the rest of her life because her daughter was raped and killed by maybe even an illegal immigrant. And then they're going to put that illegal immigrant in jail. He's going to get that food that the taxpayers have to pay for and all the other stuff that you're eligible to receive. They've been abused, a child, and so their life is changed by the parent. Like that one. I forget, it was a 16-year-old boy who killed some people somewhere. It's a very sad thing to happen in a civilized country. You know, we're supposed to be civilized. And all of the active shooter events that have happened in the past are really tragedies. That is one reason why they do it in the first place, so they can get their name on the news and get that recognition want. Not the right thing to do, really. But going back to what I was saying about being friends with Russia, they have more nuclear weapons with us. Why wouldn't you want to make friends with Russia? Mr. Putin, in my opinion, is a good man. I've seen him. I've heard him talk. I like him. And if I was president, I wouldn't want to sanction him or anything like that. I'd want to try to talk and resolve our differences peacefully and diplomatically. And that's all it takes, is the intellect to resolve our differences peacefully. Some people just don't have the intellect. No disrespect intended, but are you honestly going to tell me that you don't care if you piss off Mr. Putin to the point where he pushes the nuclear button, giving aid to Ukraine? If I was him, I'd consider that an insult to give them billions of dollars in military aid, all the weapons and fighter jets and ammunition. I mean, that is almost like going to war directly with Russia. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to destroy us with that kind of rhetoric? You really think that you could change Mr. Putin's mind that way? Now, what I suggest we do in a situation like that is always give the person the benefit of the doubt. Don't jump to conclusions about that person. Consider, even though it's probably impossible to imagine a scenario where you could sit down and talk with Mr. Putin, but just with everybody, like O.J. Simpson, for example. We're going to take a drink. The way I heard it, some people, it was like more people thought that he killed Nicole and Ron Goldman than the people who believed he did. I met O.J. Simpson in a hotel I worked at in San Diego. I was a bellman. I was in the high-rise building with my cart. And he came walking up around the corner, walked right up to me. I recognized him, and I said, and he said something, I forget what it was. I was back in the 70s. But my initial impression of him in just those few first seconds was, wow, what a nice guy. And somebody, I think it was a journalist, a female journalist, interviewed him. And when she went into that interview, she thought that he had killed Nicole and Ron Goldman. And that proves it. And what follows is a very important point. When she had the ability to sit down and talk with him for about 30 minutes and ask him all the questions she wanted to, so that she would know without a doubt in her mind, or it would help her know in her mind that he either did or didn't do it, she found out after 30 minutes and asking him all the questions she wanted to, that maybe after all, he didn't do it. And so my point is, if you have a chance to sit down and talk with someone and ask them so that you can have your mind formed with an opinion on that person without jumping to conclusions, that's the proper way of doing it, rather than maybe weighing a little bit of evidence and then thinking, well, he did it. But let me tell you what really happened, my friends. And I've learned this from many sources. Nicole was involved with drugs. She was taking cocaine. She had a very healthy, shall I say, not healthy, cocaine habit. And who was supplying her the drugs? The cartel there in the L.A. area. And she owed them a lot of money. And at the time, she wasn't getting along with, they are still husband and wife, but she was borrowing money from him, and she owed him, she owed the cartel $50,000. She went to O.J. and asked him if he would give that money to her. He refused to give it to her because he knew that she was taking drugs. He might have been taking a little bit himself, but he wasn't addicted like she was. And she had that friend, a female friend also, that was taking drugs with her. Ron Goldman was taking drugs. That place where he worked, that restaurant, was like a place with a car. I think, you know, the cartel, they pay off the police sometimes. This is understandable. If you are a policeman and you know that they could bump you off, they could assassinate you at any time if they wanted to, you would. I think she might have called him. He caught them there, and they said, all right, don't you go telling anyone about this, that it was the cartel, because if you do, we're going to come after you, and we're going to come after your children. And that was that. That's why he couldn't say in court who he thought had done it. There you go, my friends. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. So going back to Mr. Putin, why not be friends? Same thing with Mr. Xi or Kim Jong-un. Don't you know when Mr. Trump became president in 2016 that Kim Jong-un had been talking about sending, he was building nuclear weapons and missiles, and he was going to send a missile to the West Coast and set it on fire. He was talking about that. Mr. Trump went over there, made friends with him, and he didn't talk about blowing up the American West Coast anymore after that. Now, what kind of person are you that you would think that that isn't a good thing, making friends with dictators. We're not that much different from them, although we say that we live in a democracy, and yes, we want to do the right thing. We want to follow our founding fathers' visions, but we have to learn to be friends with everybody in this world if we're going to survive and have our children and their children survive. We have to be friends. We have to make friends. You don't impose sanctions and throw divisive rhetoric at them and threaten them. That's not the way to make friends and influence people. What is, I'm not going to say it. Some people, they're just young souls. They don't understand. They think they're smarter. They are. But they don't see the big picture. There's room for improvement. All of us can improve our intellect. Each day, each and every day, we're going to become a Republican. A Republican can come. We want someone who is going to make America proud and strong, you know. Also, my friend, I think, and you know this as well as I do, that Joe Biden shouldn't have said he was running for a second term. He knew his cognitive decline, and they were hiding it up, the White House, Kamala, Nancy Pelosi, they all knew it. They saw his mistakes, and then they were just 81 years old. What do you expect? And I think if you look at Mr. Trump, I know Mr. Trump's 78 years old, and by the end of his term, he's going to be, God willing, he's going to be 82 years old. But some people can live to be a ripe old age. Mr. Trump was saying he knew a lot of people who were old in their 80s and 90s and very sharp and still able to function. I think Mr. Biden is the people that, in the correct way, that, I hope he does, but my parents died when they're 81, and I can only hope to live as long as that myself and maybe beyond. And when they had that debate back in June, I saw that what I saw was signs of cognitive decline with Mr. Biden. And he always had a stuttering problem, too. And they knew about that. And I see the cause of crying myself. I know it's going to be coherent at times and hard. On the verge of having a stroke, even, you know, God forbid, I'm sorry to say that. But he'd been put in a debate. Let it be. I should have trained him on that instead. That would have been more helpful. If Herm had Kamala and whoever else wanted to run for president go through the primaries and let the American people decide who to vote for, I think it would have been a very close race. That then, it would have been a lot closer than the way it was. I'm going to take a drink. Now, I'm only saying what I saw, you know. He thought that he could do another few years. After the debate, someone had to prove himself in interviews. I feel really sorry for the man trying to cement his legacy as a good president. You know, that's all they want to do is be known as having been a good president and made some good changes and been successful in different areas. And That's all they want to do, go down in history as having been a good president. But sometimes it's hard to, when you consider the competition. And hold on just a minute, please. Okay, I'm back. Also, immigration, on the subject of immigration, there are two words here that are very key in my mind when I made my decision who to vote for. And I'm a more person, people person. I vote for the person, not necessarily the party. Illegal and legal. Illegal, legal. And if you've got illegal people coming across the border, that's a flaw in your rationale. When you consider all the people that do it the normal way, where they have to go through that process and come into the country like I did. I'm a former Canadian citizen. I had to get a green card. I had to take the exam. I went through that whole process, got a green card, and I eventually became a U.S. citizen in 1988. And anybody that comes into our country that wants to be a part of it should be vetted so that we can see if it might have some terrorist tendencies or if they're from a mental institution or a insane asylum, or a criminal in some way that might rape or kill women, children in the United States. We need to do it properly. Other countries don't do that. They have proper borders. Have you noticed that? Other countries? Even though America, I understand the rationale that America was founded by immigrants and they came from all over the world. The Chinese settled many different cities around the country and they provided a lot of hard labor. But eventually they became citizens. Even back then, it was still a priority to be documented properly. You don't let in millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants who are taking jobs away from other people in the country illegally, maybe doing criminal activities, terrorist activities. That's just not the way we do things, or we're supposed to do things in the United States of America. And we're a proud country with a very important heritage. We've had people die. You don't let illegal people in. Come from where? We want you to help make us a country. Don't make us greater, but you just like the people that have done it, filling out the paperwork, taking the exam. I had to take the exam twice. I passed it. I failed it the first time. Let me take a drink. And what else? Was almost assassinated. Butler, Pennsylvania. Have you heard about the result? I am suspicious. I have a right to be suspicious, too, that might not have been organized or coordinated at the higher level of the Democratic administration. I question everything, just like I know there's life out there in the universe. Remember Ancient Aliens? Question everything. You never know. And then later on, you find out, wow, I didn't know that. You didn't think of it. It's a possibility. It's one possibility. You can't deny that. That's illogical to think that it might not be. And from the beginning, they've been trying to stop. Also, he went to the House, a Democratic judge and his Democratic family, supporting the Democratic Party, and every juror, I can guarantee almost every juror, if not every juror, voted for Biden in 2020. Now, how can you say that was his peers, those jurors were his peers? No, they weren't. You know that New York is a blue state. There's more Democrats there than the team games and often brag. And I call it, I don't know what you call it, but I call that political persecution, election interference. Either one, that's what I say. I saw it. And Stormy Daniels, the hush money trial, she said afterwards, did you know this, that she did not have an affair with Mr. Trump. She only said that in order to get money. So do you know for sure, I mean, were you there? Did you talk with her? Did you talk with Mr. Trump that she really did have an affair? How do you know that she had an affair with him? It was a bogus trial. And the classified documents, as a president, he's allowed to have classified documents. They should have invaded his home in Mar-a-Lago. That was wrong. He was being politically persecuted, in my mind. A lot of people saw it. And one thing you can't do is fool the majority of the American people. Now, Kamala, I think, would have made a good president. I mean, she was changing her stances and some things like fracking, because we need to be energy dominant world. We don't want to be buying oil while we prepare ourselves for a future that is not embedded in fossil fuels, more electric cars and solar or battery powered electrical. In the meantime, we need to be energy dominant. And buying oil from Russia was absolutely ridiculous, especially since they were in a war. They were in a war with Ukraine. And that's why the gas prices went up at the beginning of Mr. Biden's administration, because of the war in Ukraine, you remember? And also then the grocery prices went up. In my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, my friends, one reason that Mr. Biden attacked Ukraine was because he knew that Mr. Biden had just come into power. Mr. Putin does not like Democrats. One thing, he's very anti-gay, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, but he's the leader of their country. He's a Christian man, and he's strictly straight-minded. He doesn't believe in LGBTQ. And I know I can't judge. We shouldn't judge him because they're a different culture. We can't convert him to our beliefs. I think they're beautiful people, and they should be respected for who they are, that they are spirits, most of them, of government. Then the Democrats be aggressive to union property, you know. These people are my former people. They are former Soviet Union people living in Ukraine, Americans now here. And there's a lot of show of ability to do something like that. And so why wouldn't he have attacked them? I understand completely what he's thinking. Same thing, more in line with the Republican principles. He likes Republican presidents. But the bottom line is, for whomever it is, Republican or Democrat, let's all be friends around the world. We can't be friends. And again, I'll say it. It's the intellect, how smart you are, your intelligence, that will determine whether you're able to resolve your differences peacefully and democratically. And if you're not there now, all I can do is say, I hope you get there, that you can become more intelligent and not want to be a warmonger and say, oh, yeah, let's sanction Mr. Putin. Oh, yeah. And him invading Ukraine, you might give aid to Ukraine. If he was an unstable person, like maybe an active shooter here in the United States, he could just say, you know what, the hell with it. Those Americans, they're getting on my nerves. I don't like them. They're crazy. Nuclear button, press the button. All of a sudden, then we've got a whole bunch of nuclear missiles heading over here at the United States. And next thing you know, there's a nuclear holocaust all over the world. We're sending nuclear weapons over there. And everyone's retaliating, and things are exploding, and people are dying by the millions. And planet Earth, all the plant and animal life will be wiped out. It's going to take, would take several centuries to get it back growing again. Radiation everywhere. People eating, people that did survive would eat radioactive food, and there would be terrible birth defects as they tried to reproduce. Simple insects would be mutated to sizes that are unimaginable, an ant as big as a cow because of the radioactivity, and they would feed on the people that survived. Can you imagine that? An ant as big as a cow with those mandibles that would cut a person in two easily. Praying mantises that would be 10 times, 20 times the size as they are now. You know, radioactivity does that. It mutates some animal and plant life. Praying mantises are vicious killing machines. They would have no qualms flying around eating human beings, chewing them up. That's a nightmare horror movie scenario, my friends. This is a possibility if you consider the world getting into a nuclear war, all because you didn't want to try to make friends with those people out there who are just like us, human beings. Is that a flaw in your rationale, that you don't want to make friends with people? Consider it. That is a logical thing to do. Get stronger, smarter every day. Do your research, study. Remember, like I said, if you're going to jump to a conclusion, if you're going to judge somebody, do the research and then also consider if there's a possibility. Always consider talking to the person and learning from them so that you can form a better opinion of them. Like what I was saying about OJ and that journalist that interviewed him. Let's not be mean and divisive. Yes, I know Mr. Trump's back in power soon. He'll be back in power soon in January. One thing I like about Mr. Trump is that he's got a great sense of humor. And sometimes it doesn't come out right. He can call people names like crazy, morons, and nut jobs. But I see the good in him. He's a good man. And remember, we have to learn to love each other. Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, he said, love one another. How do you love people, my friends? I'll tell you how. To love everybody, you got to pray for everybody. Include everybody in your prayers. I've been praying every night for Mr. Trump and Mr. Vance, especially since Mr. Trump has survived two assassination attempts. I've prayed for Ms. Harris and Mr. Walz, Mr. Biden, the members of Congress. We need America to stay strong. We want the United States to succeed in this world. We don't want the dollar also to lose value. Pray for everybody. Pray for our leadership. Pray for that vision that our founding fathers had of a country where we could live together, united, and have a future that's bright for our children and their children, live in peace and prosperity. And as the technology improves, we can usher in a new era of technological amazement. I mean, some of the things we're capable of doing right now, you know, I can FaceTime my stepdaughter in Japan right from here, you know. We can send a man to the moon. We've done that. 12 men have walked on the moon. We landed a probe on one of Saturn's moons, Titan. We've sent probes to Jupiter, the Galileo probe, the Voyager spacecraft. The Russians have sent spacecraft to Venus 8 times. the Venera spacecraft. Check it out on the internet if you don't believe me. We're capable of doing wonderful things. The technology is improving all the time. We have the Kepler and James Webb Space Telescopes that are helping us to discover more and more planets each day. And more solar systems. Every sun up there in the evening sky is a solar system, my friends. And all behind us is the creator of the universe, the great and wonderful creator. I don't know how much time I've got left, my friends. But let me say a prayer. Creator of the universe, you are awesome. In the 10th degree, you are so great. You created all of this from nothing. At one time, there wasn't anything, and then you created everything slowly. At first, the big bang, and then one solar system after another, and one galaxy after another, and here we are. We give you praise. We thank you. We love you. And we know that you love us, and you know us. You know the number of hairs we have on our head. You know the number of grains on each sand around planet Earth. That's it, my friends. Talk to you next week. I love you. Bye-bye.